Hi, I'm Barbara Bryce, and this is something I wrote about my 101-year-old cousin. The genie in the bottle. My husband Dave and I drove 7 hours from Madison to St. Louis to attend cousin Julie Colombo's 100th birthday celebration. The celebration was held at a restaurant called Vazava's in this famed Italian district called The Hill on April 22, 2022. A genie didn't magically transport us, but she certainly entertained a seat of honor on our return trip. Clad in a multicolored knee-length top with olive green tights, Julie's black coif topped her 5-foot frame. Called to address the crowd of 50, Julie rose and took the microphone in hand. Thank you all for coming from near and far. I am overwhelmed. I feel like a bride or something, not the old maid. You know where you fit in my heart. The other day I asked Jesus, why me? He replied, Julie, if you went to heaven, you'd drive all the angels and saints crazy. You stay down on earth and make your young friends crazy. So I'll stay a while. I don't think you'd call it crazy, but Julie could party with the best of her younger friends. She was still going strong when Dave and I left at 9:30. She may be losing her vision and need hearing aids, but she is feisty and sharp. Even at 10 a.m. the next day, which is when we stopped by her house to say goodbye, Julie was vibrant as a bird, clad in a flowered kimono, still flying high from the previous night's celebration. After opening a few of her numerous cards and gifts, Julie led the way down the steps to her basement. Pragmatic as ever, Julie invited, Barb and Dave, I want you to take something. I've cleared out a lot of stuff, but there may be some things you might want in case I die one of these days. An old bar setup, reminiscent of the 70s, was intact, and a circle of gold couches surrounded a coffee table. There sat a blue plastic teapot trimmed in gold with a jeweled handle, top, and spout. The front held a label with the words, Magic Lamp, printed on it. The green face of a red-eyed, red-haired, and mustachioed genie adorned the lamp. Oh my gosh, Julie, what is this? I said. Tell us about it, I requested. So you don't have to use your imagination. This is it. There's the green genie. Well, my brothers Louis and Johnny were both in World War II. Louis, nicknamed Joker, was in the Navy, and Johnny was in the U.S. Army. On the wall over there are various articles from the paper about them. They both received Purple Hearts. Louis was on a destroyer called the SS Abner Reed when a kamikaze pilot struck their ship. Louis said you could see the face of the pilot grinning at them before the plane hit, slowly sinking the destroyer. Anyway, Louis and several others made it to an island in the South Pacific. Don't ask me how, as Louis was not a very good swimmer. He did say some of the sailors were pushed onto the island by porpoises. Now, that's what I was told. Louis traveled all over the world and was always bringing something back. One time he brought back this magic lamp from Thailand, and we all got a kick out of it. Put it on the floor and turn it on. It's funny, Julie demanded. I flipped a red switch on the base, and the lamp began spinning in circles. A tune reminiscent of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker plays as the top of the lamp opens to reveal a small plastic genie clad in a red diamond-studded turban. Her blue eyes mischievously dart side to side. She sports a blue sleeveless top and flounced chiffon skirt. As the music regales us, Miss Genie ascends and descends as the top opens and closes. Dave and I laughed, entertained by the scene, and Julie grinned. Isn't it funny? You have to take it. And so we did. Our grandchildren are both entranced by the lamp and terrified of it. All the children have attempted to jostle the impish little genie, severing her from her dance. Dave and our son-in-law, John, have reattached her head several times to the spring located inside of the lamp's top. However, it's broken again. You can rub the base of the lamp and ask a genie to grant your wishes, but it's rare to live to be 100 years old and still enjoy telling a story from long ago. We feel gifted, our wishes granted, and it's not because of a genie. Rather, it's amazing to be in the company of a century-old woman who still enjoys partying in the late night hours, feeling blessed to be still on this earth in the company of good friends and relatives. Thanks, genie of the blue magic lamp. Our wishes have been granted. So this is the... There she is. And it really does... I know you're next, Steph. It really does. It goes around in circles.